Okay, well, this is Vance here in Abu Dhabi, and I think my webcam probably just came on. Vance Stevens. Today is February 12th, 2010, and we are combining a couple of events, one regular that happens all year long, and that's learning together, learning with a two together, .pbworks.com. But today is a very special, actually for the last 5 weeks, Learning Together has been doing special broadcasts, and they have been having to do with the Electronic Village Online. And today is the last day of Electronic Village Online, and so we're trying to get people together to talk about their sessions and just wrap up. And if anybody would like to introduce themselves, it's a good time to do it. And if you want to show webcam, just turn it off when you're done. Next person.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Yad from Argentina. Can't remember how to switch my webcam on. But hello, everybody.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Would it be under Tools? Tools webcam? Do you have a Tools video? No, I don't know what... You know, I've got a different view, unfortunately. Someone help her? Does anybody know how to switch a webcam on? You did so brilliantly earlier. Is there an icon for it in the top? Isn't there an icon up there? At the top of the screen?
Ah, here we are.
There you go.
Yes,
okay.
There we are. Hello. This is Susan Hiliaga. I'm from Argentina, and I've been moderating on Evo Drama for, I think this is my fifth year. Hi, everybody. we've had a very exciting session for 5 weeks, and we had, I think, 270 members, which is quite normal for us these days. Not everybody takes part, of course. We have quite a lot of people lurking, but it's been very, very exciting. We're doing process drama, and we're just in the throes of deciding what we're going to do next year. So this is Susan Hilliard from Argentina. I'll sign off now and let somebody else get in. Bye.
Okay, would anyone else like to introduce themselves? Please do. Take the mic. It's open. There should be two mics active, so you can just grab it. And if you do wear a headset, we'd certainly appreciate that.
Hi, this is Barb Sakamoto, and I was one of the moderators. Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Oh, somebody else? Go ahead.
Yes, this is Simonita. Do you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, we do. Go ahead. And then Barb, you can take the mic after that. Go ahead, Juanita.
Okay, I'm from Serbia. And this is my first Evo. I'm very satisfied with what I got here. I had little experience in using e-tools in school. I have been on Moodle platform using it in school, and that's all what I did until now. I'm very, very satisfied here in Evo, and I'm going to try all these tools in school. Well, I'm a psychologist, I'm not English teacher, so my English is not best, but I hope you understand me. Okay.
Thanks very much. Okay.
This is Carla here. Just a minute, Vince. I just wanted to say that Simonita was in our group, the class Digital Tools, and well, she did a wonderful job till the end. Like, she did every single task we proposed, and I must say it was a lot. So, Simonita, it was great to have you around, and you have, you know, great English, and I'm sure you're going to inspire many psychologists, yes, with the web tools you learned about. Thank you. Now back to you, Barbara.
Okay. I'm Barb Sakamoto, and I was one of the moderators on digital storytelling for young learners. And we had a fantastic 5 weeks. We had about, well, a little bit over 200 participants, but it's been amazing to see how active everybody has remained through the 5 weeks. As those of you who have done EVO for a few years know, it's really hard to go all 5 weeks. It gets to be pretty intense. And we had a lot of participants who had never done digital storytelling or used the tools, and they're all really excited now. And I was going to be keeping our group active after EVO is over. And several of them will be writing about their experiences in guest posts on my blog, I hope. That's open to anybody else, too. My blog is mostly about other teachers talking, not me. So yeah, if anybody wants to write about their EVO experience, I would love to host and give you an audience for that. Anyway, it was a great experience, my first time moderating, and I learned a lot and enjoyed working with everyone and hope to be back again. I'll put a link to my post up right after I'm done. Hi. Thanks a lot. I'll give the mic to somebody else.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that the digital storytelling for young learners was a fantastic session. Of course, I was a lurker there because I was moderating another session, but it was incredible. And just yesterday, I was browsing through all the resources that the group shared. It was amazing. And I'm really glad to see that for the first time ever in EVO, we had a partnership with TESOL and IATEFO and JOLT. And so it is great to start, connecting with other teacher associations and having more participants, more teachers inspired by what the sessions offer. Yes, yeah? So we had the other day I was telling people that we had a record number of participants this time. Generally, we have around 1,000 participants in EVO. This time, we had more than 2,600 participants. So thanks, Barbara, for all the hard work. And it was you with the girls, and it was just an amazing ride. Thank you. It was great. Now, can I invite Susan Berg to talk about her session? Susan, are you around?
Maybe she is. I saw she was italicized there for a moment. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Barb. Appreciate that. And Elizabeth Ann has just posted in the chat. I just saw Elizabeth in Marrakesh. Did you make it home okay? Are you still there? What's going on in Marrakesh right now? And how was your session also?
Hey, yes. Now, I was with Barbara in the digital storytelling. Yes, I did crawl home from Marrakesh. I just crawled out of my bed to come and say hi. I won't be staying for long because I am in the throes of an enormous cold.
It was surprisingly cold in Morocco. Some of us are figuring out that you can put your webcam up. Date English just did that. Let's see, who is that? Date English. Not sure who that is really, but anyway, if you put your webcam up, then someone can take your picture. There's a little icon for that. If you take a picture, then it will go to the whiteboard, which is fun. So try it. Who else would like to talk and tell us about their session?
Well, just to mention that you can see on your screen the digital storytelling posters. So it's digitalstorytellingforkids.posters.com. And here you can see many of the things that the participants produced, and it is worth browsing it. Yeah, and the moderators, right, Barbara? Yes, so this is one place I'm sure you would enjoy browsing through. Date English is Debbie, and she was for the first time in the class digital tools session. And Debbie, if you want to grab the mic, just hit the mic icon and say hello to everybody, and maybe you could say some words about the experience you had in EVO.
Just to let everybody know, there are two mics open, so if one seems to be taken and you want to talk, just go ahead. Yeah, we are recording, so it'd be nice if the mic could be really active. I don't know, Simonita, are you going to say something, or is your kids taking the microphone? Okay, Debbie, we can't hear you. Can you could maybe run the, you're not making sound. We got your webcam though. So you can run your audio check, tools, audio, and run the audio wizard and try again. Meanwhile, would anyone else like to say what they did in their sessions? Or if you're a moderator or a participant, we'd love to hear what you did in your session, or how it, how you reacted as a participant. So either of those are very valuable for us.
Okay, hello, it's me, Maria, from BO12, from Becoming a Webhead, sorry. I participated as a co-moderator together with Larissa, Fernanda, and Teresa. There were many other wonderful moderators. Hey, hello, Carla, how are you today? We had a wonderful time together, lots of wonderful moments with the girls, with the boys, wonderful people from different countries. So I enjoyed it a lot. And it's my third EVO and my first as a co-moderator. So I hope to be here next year. Thank you very much.
Well, I just wanted to mention something about being here next year. And well, EVO is kind of addictive, as you may have noticed by now. And sorry, I was with my mic off. I was just mentioning that about coming back next year, as you have might noticed, EVO becomes addictive. And well, some people ask me how they could become a moderator, and it's lovely to have people wanting to volunteer their time to spread the word about EVO and to, you know, help us spread the word about good practices in the English classroom. So my advice for the ones who wants to join next year as a moderator is to join one of the more experienced moderators if you are doing that for the first time, because then it helps you understand how moderating is in EVO, because it's totally different from regular courses, online courses. So I think if you have this interest in helping moderate a session, start by joining an experienced moderator so it becomes easier. It is a lot of work, so if you have a team, think get easier than just doing by yourself, yes, at first. So this is just a piece of advice. Okay, so maybe other participants would like to share what they learned, what they gained from their sessions.
Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about multiple literacies. This is the homepage for the course, Goodbye Gutenberg, pbworks.com. And the session is kind of run in an odd way. In fact, I have an idea for it next year. I might not call it multiliteracies, but I think for next year, the difference between the multiliteracy session and the other sessions is that multiliteracies tries to aggregate content either on what we're doing, the people, the participants in the session are doing, or we've actually been trying to aggregate content on the EVO session in general. I think next year, I'm going to run it kind of as an umbrella course that encourage people to join, not so much to go through a syllabus, although there is a syllabus there, but to sort of try to run it as a course that tries to use the things that we're showing in our syllabus to aggregate the content from other EVO sessions. So this year it had it's a community-based course. I actually met someone in the community in Morocco just recently. Her name was Anna Rolinska, and she's never really interacted with the group, but she said that she was constantly having her ear to the postings, and one of them particularly reached her, and then she did a demonstration of a Prezi in which she had written an essay, a multiliteracies essay, transliteracies essay, and it was very interesting. So this session is different in that you don't really proceed through it in a conduit fashion, where you don't do it step by step, but it's more a berry bush, and it's one that goes on year after year and forms a community, and isn't always obvious who's interacting, but it becomes obvious over time, and it's kind of an approach to learning that I'm very interested in. So that's what we did, but not only what we did, but what we will do, I think, in coming EVO sessions. And Carla is encouraging Debbie to click on the mic. We have Debbie's webcam. It's the one, let's see, it's the one in the middle of the screen. That's her webcam. So Debbie, maybe you could just try the microphone now.
Well, as we wait for Debbie, I just wanted to mention, Susan Hilliard was just mentioning that she wanted to take all the EVO sessions. I think everybody feels the same about that. But the great thing about EVO sessions is that they're open. So even if you couldn't attend it during the period, this period of the year, then you can just go back to each session and enjoy, you know, what they've produced. Of course, the main thing of EVO is the interaction and, you know, the connections we make throughout the 5 weeks, but it's always good to know that even if we can't take all of them, we have the resources there to you know, explore them. As Vance talked about his session, I'm just going to say a few words about the digital tool session. And this time every year we try to do something different, and this time we were very successful. We had more than 500 participants in the session, and I guess it was mainly because of the topic of the digital tools in the classroom. It was mainly practical in which the participants had to produce things, they had to test the tools, and each week we try to focus in one skill. So digital tools for listening skills, reading, digital tools for reading skills. So I think we were very successful. successful, but better than me, I think the other participants who were around, Patricia and Debbie and all the other participants, can say more about how they felt as participants. I just wanted to call the attention that this time we had a different approach, and you can see here that we have a digital portfolio this time. Participants in their first week, they created their digital portfolios. They decided where they wanted to keep the resources that they found interesting, as well as the reflection of what they were doing. And we really encouraged that throughout the session, because we felt that by the end of the session, they would have something that was theirs, not ours. It was not like the session production, but it was the individual production, plus we aggregated everything in the digital portfolios. So if you just, you know, click on any of those portfolios, you'll see the richness of what participants produced, yeah? So this is just a few words about the digital tools in the classroom. I still don't know next year what we are going to be offering. We always think that we are going to keep the same session, but then we find something interesting and we go for it. So I don't know, maybe a second version of the digital tools, or maybe a brand new one. We never know what's going to happen till next year, okay? So, and thanks for all the participants who were there with us till the end. I think this was really the first time we had a very active participation from the participants there till the end of the session. So when I opened Edmodo today, which was our interactive space, many people are still sharing and finishing their tasks and all that. So it was really a very enjoyable ride. Thank you all. So I pass the floor to someone else and let's see who's going to be next.
So this link for PLNs, PLEs and PLNs, just got posted into the chat, so maybe this would be a good one to talk about. Anybody? Participants? Moderators?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, yeah, we can hear
I would like
fine.
To say
sure,
hello to all of the participants from Moscow. I'm very happy to be with you. I've learned a lot, though I work at a distance school, and I know about some tools, but still it was very useful. I'm sorry I haven't been able to try all the things. I'm going to explore them. I've already tried some of them with my students. Well, hope to participate next time in the session and be more, well, not so busy. Thank you.
Before you go, what's your name from Moscow?
Oh, my name is Tatiana Chornaya.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Which session did you participate in? Which one?
Well, I have tried the tools the first 3 weeks. Then I was really busy at school. Well, but I'm going to explore some of the tools. Well, I hope I will be less busy at the end of the next week. Well, good luck to all of you. It was very interesting to look through the things you have produced. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, it's like musicians, you know, if your audience is responsive, then of course you produce more music, and everyone is producing music together in EVO, so we appreciate learning from each other. Okay, if you have a link to your session or even to your blog post about your session, just put it in the text chat and we'll put it up on the what we call the web tour. And if your hand is up, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me? I don't know.
Yes, we can. Sure, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay. My name is Patricia. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Patricia Roma from Italy. And I just wanted to say that this was the greatest training experience I've ever had so far. And I want to say thanks to all of you and to the other teachers who share their ideas. And I hope you keep the materials on the website for a little time more, because I just wanted to explore more deeply. So I'm looking forward to the next Evo session, and I hope you will contact me when it starts. So thanks again to all of you.
Yeah, thank you for participating. And the EVO sessions happen every year in January and February. It's been going on since 2001, I think. So you just go to evosessions.pbworks.com, and you'll find information about the upcoming sessions. And you can join in January. So next January, mark it in your calendar now. And as far as I know, all our materials are online forever, more or less. And that depends on where you're hosting, I suppose. But certainly, you can find sessions going way back. Okay, thanks for talking. Anybody else? Please put some URLs in the text chat. There's one right there. Okay. Yeah, Patricia is contributed. I'll have a look at that. Sorry, that was Tatiana, right? Did I get it right?
What's going on here?
Simonita, we're listening to you. Did you put a hand up? Did you want to say something? Okay, if you want to say something, just put your hand up again. Mary Jana has just joined us. She was very active. Maybe you could introduce yourself, show us a webcam if you like. And I know you were in several of the sessions, including my own, the multiliteracies. How would you like? Can you tell us what you've done there? And well, Sneezy, you don't have to put your hand up. Just grab the microphone. Just click on the mic button, and you can talk.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Vince. I hope you can hear me. From Fisher. I see Maria has already something about 4 2012. And I'm sorry I'm late, but it's not a good time for me. Usually we have lunch at this time, and I have been preparing and cooking and so on. So I was one of the co-moderators of 4 2012, and I was trying to attend young learners and young learners with the ITEFL. And great, I thank you, fans, that you think that I have tried to attend the EVO session, but I didn't have time for all that. I was very, very busy. But I have attended several of the sessions, and my favorite was actually when you had learning together with Jeff and in Petra Flicker. So that was very, very fun time, and I loved it. And I have seen your Marrakesh presentation as well. I loved it. I had to leave early, so I hope I'm going to watch the recording very soon. So that's it for me for now. Yes, I can use my cam or anybody else, but I don't look very well. So hugs to everybody. It was a wonderful EVO. At least for me, it was very enthusiastic and motivating. I was working a lot, and I was cooking a lot, as I'm going to share in Goa 2012 graduation party. I had to feed my family and had to prepare so many cakes and biscuits and rolls and everything, so that they give me free time in front of computer. I needed to make up everything to them. Okay. Hi, Teresa.
Yeah, thanks for that. If you do have a webcam, just click on the webcam icon, and you'll broadcast briefly. We'll snap your photo, and we'll put it in the whiteboard, as you see there. You see some photos there. So let's see. That was, I believe, did I get it right? Is it Tatiana or? Anyway, I can't. Really, I hope it's. Let's see. Click on the about here, and we can see whose it is. Okay, name isn't really there, but anyway. Oh, Tatiana. There we go, Tatiana. Okay, yes. Found it at the bottom. So that's Tatiana's blog.
Hello,
about
everybody.
Her learning experience. Okay. Oh, you took it off. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. There we go. Okay, I got the picture. Wonderful. And there's a little icon. You can make your own picture if you like. And anybody here can manipulate the pictures or put your own pictures up. That's great. Okay, Teresa has just joined us. And we were just hearing from Marijana. And she mentioned that, Teresa, you're having a session after this one, which is going to happen in about an hour, I think. So you might want to tell us about it. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. And I'm not putting my webcam, turning it on, because you wouldn't like to see me today. I'm just having lots of fun, but totally exhausted, so no webcam, okay? Anyway, I love seeing everybody on the screen, on the whiteboard. And yes, we have our usual graduation party at starting at 3:45 GMT. So that we can include Svetlana, one of our dear mods from the Czech Republic, because then she has to leave. So as usual, as I told you, Vance, and asked, we have a session of our own with our own recording and our own pages and so on. So if possible, we would love to have this room free by that time, so that we can record our own session, okay? It's been a wonderful Board 12, becoming a webhead. We had fewer participants this year, but very active ones who made a lot of progress. We had a fabulous team of moderators. Mariana is here. I think Smiling Maria is here too. Snezha, one of our participants who made fantastic progress, is here. And if I'm missing someone, please forgive me. I'm going through. No, okay, I'm not. So anyway, it was superb. We have a participants production page, and it's full of work. Yesterday evening, we created a graduation party page, and it's been just crazy what people have been putting there for the party in an hour's time. So it's been amazing. I keep saying that every year is better than the previous one, and I think this year does justice to that. So what else can I say? I'm extremely happy, extremely proud, and extremely grateful to the whole Board 12 team of moderators and co-coordinators. Thank you, fans.
Well, thank you. It's everybody's efforts that put this together. We've got a few faces there on the video camera. Let's see, Patricia, I'm going to turn you off just because, I can't really tell if you're still there because my screen keeps moving around on me. But actually, you need to switch your webcam off so that someone else can put it. Yeah, I think that's happened. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, you know, you can move windows around and illuminate, but there's a disadvantage to that, and they keep appearing and disappearing. But you know, you can drag these boxes around. You can drag components around. So right now, I've got the chat in one place and the participants in another. Okay, well, more hands are up, so please, Susan, did you want to say something?
Yes.
That's Susan Berg.
Yes. Can you hear me all?
Yes, we can.
Good. Oh, it's really nice to talk to everybody today, and it's nice to hear Carla's voice in Brazil. And we had a great session this year. It was a real learning experience. Lots of Italians, and I could see they were working. They learned they used some new tools that they produced. A few of them produced things. It was a great session because of the great amount of Italians that we had. Being that I worked with Letizia and Daniela, and so we were all together in Italy, in different parts of Italy. So we got a big following from the country, which was a pleasure. And nice to see everybody's English so good. And I think today we have Maisie, a few people from the session are here. Maybe they can talk about it. I always love working with everybody, so this was a positive experience. Yeah, nice to have all the Italians together, right? And it was a pleasure. It's always a pleasure for me. I really enjoy doing these sessions. And that's all I have to say. Maybe let someone else speak, one of the participants. Any questions? Vance?
Well, thank you, Susan. We've known each other for a long time. We've never met, except online, which is a very appropriate place. Yeah, show us the webcam. We'll put it into the collage if you like. And let's see. Well, as you mentioned, we'd like to hear from participants. It's good to get feedback. And it's good to hear from the moderators and participants. So put some more links in the text chat so that we can go to your links. And, we'll keep the thing rolling please do more links. Links like Tatiana put in, your personal reflections, things like that. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And I'll until next time, and it's great talking to you all. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, Stisa. We hear your microphone, so I think you can talk if you'd like. Simonita, did you want to say something?
I hope you heard my question.
No, I didn't hear it. What was your question?
Have you ever thought something about learning for tools for recording skills?
You'd like to know about tools for recording? Audacity? Do you use Audacity?
Not audio recording, but video recording.
Tools for video recording.
Yes.
Do you mean recording your screen, or do you mean recording?
I mean students use webcam and shoot something and then edit that video for school for lesson.
Okay. Well, are you using Macs or PCs?
PCs.
The obvious
PC.
One for PC. Yeah, PC. Well, yeah. Then there's Windows Movie Maker. That's a free one that comes with your Windows. It doesn't really come with Windows anymore. You have to actually search for it. Windows Movie Maker. That's really
Windows
easy to
Movie
use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might have to download it from Microsoft, but it's free. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. You're welcome. Okay. Any other questions for moderators? You have a lot of expertise here. Go ahead, Maria. No, sorry, that's Nitsa. Yeah, go ahead. We can hear your mic on. Okay, so it's I recommend that you run the Audio Wizard. I wish I could get a recording of that. Let me see if I can make one. There's a question for Carla. It's a good question. Do you have any plan to moderate another session next year?
Hi, Janet. Great to have you around. Janet was another very active participant in our session. Well, as I was saying before, it's been like, I think, 6 years that I've moderated the session. We've had many different sessions throughout the years. I've already moderated blogging for educators and then images for educators. This time we decided we had the digital storytelling last year, and this year we had the digital tools in the classroom. We never know what we are going to do the following year, but for sure we are going to have something special for participants. We always try to bring something fresh and that we really think participants will profit from and will use in their classrooms. So, of course, we are planning to do something else. We don't know what. Sometimes we like to have a second year of the same session, because then we can improve things, we can add new things, we know what to expect, we know the reactions. But on the other hand, we always consider to try something totally different. So we'll be around for sure, okay? And if you want to say hi and, you know, just tell your impressions about the session, that would be great, Janet.
Okay, well, again, we're recording this session live, and we're hoping to keep an audio stream going. So we encourage you to take the microphone and talk to us about your session. And also, if you'll put a link, if you want to explain a link, we just got one. Let me see, who is that? That's from Mary, Faceless Mary, trying to explain how her video was made with Windows Movie Maker. So she put a link for us. So if you put a link in the session, we'll broadcast it out to everybody in the session. Okay, someone's got a hand up. That would be Mary. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. Yes, we hear you just fine. So you need to click on the microphone button. It went off. But yes, okay, go ahead. We can hear you connecting. And we can see your icon gets yellow. Becomes yellow around it. So you can go ahead and talk. We heard you say hello. Okay, now we can hear you typing. Did you want to say something to us,
okay.
Mary?
Mm-hmm. I was about to ask, should I keep it pressed, the button, or should I press it only once? Now I got the answer.
Uh-huh, okay. You press it until it becomes
one
active.
Of the okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I was one of the participants of Digital Tools course, but I was only active for 1 week, so I'm going to go back to the course and look at all the resources there. And even being active for 1 week, it really helped me because I was in the middle of some national competition for teachers called Digital Lesson. And I used some of the tools for that competition. So I'll let you know about the end of the March, about the results, if I won any of the awards. As for the videos and the link that I sent to our colleague about Windows Movie Maker, all those videos were made using that program, and all the videos are related to my lessons. and you can see my students or some and many sketches or some projects, and I hope you'll like some of them. You can you feel free to comment. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you very much for that input. I have a lot of fun with my students when I'm teaching them PowerPoint, where they make pictures from their slides, and then they put the pictures into a Windows Movie Maker timeline, and then they voice over them, or actually they voice over them and tell me about this. They do the slideshow that way, and they also usually add a soundtrack. They're getting pretty good at that, so they get very creative, and they really want me to see their creations when they're done. So it's a really motivating thing to do with students, is to work with Windows Movie Maker. Okay, well, Patricia has a hand up, and anybody else? Please put links in, you know, links to illustrate what you're describing to us. Just put the links into the text chat, and then I'll put them in the web tour.
And I don't know if you can hear me now. My question was about a certificate of participation. I've seen that although also other participants have asked something similar, and that you said that you can only provide an informal certificate. But I would appreciate it anyway if you could email me a kind of certificate for this work.
Okay, I was kind of didn't know if Carla wanted to address that or not, but there's a between TESOL and TESOL, who sort of sponsors our sessions, they sort of sponsor them. That's a long story too, but they have a certificate program, and so they don't want EVO giving certificates which would appear to be equivalent to their certificates in their own principles and practices of the online teaching program. So it's kind of an arrangement we've had to make with them. We have to, not give these official certificates due to confusion it would cause with the actual TESOL certificates. So that's the reason. But an informal certificate, yes, you would have to ask your moderator about that. Okay, I saw that, I believe it was Spitzer had the microphone. I'm not sure. Somebody else would like to say something? We have, by the way, another 10 minutes or so. Go ahead, Spitzer. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? If not, correct me.
Hello, everybody. I have taken the mic. I picked the multiple asker. So I just put a link to both 2012 participants' work, and there are so many interesting, as Teresa mentioned before, activities. And even though there are fewer participants, but they have created great pages, from blogs to tools, and they personally loved Voki very much. Of course, during Bo 2012, we also practiced using Skype and Yahoo, and they are on that page. You will see some chat logs that have been done by Teresa, where we have explained clearly how to do it, and so. And I think I'm very satisfied as well as being the co-moderator of week 3 when they explored these tools, and week 2 and. It was awesome looking at and checking of all these tools. You can easily, I hope everybody knows that when you are sharing a web tour, you can easily scroll down and to through the page and check out all the things that people did in the wiki. So that's just from Bo 2012. Thank you.
Yeah, that's quite a collection of tools. Maria is putting in some links, and I'll put them in the web tours one by one. ahead, Maria. You can talk about those links. I'll just paste them in the web tour as we go, starting with the first one, Answer Garden. Okay, here's something about Answer Garden. This looks like a tool, yeah? Would you like to know about the internet? So you paste a question in there and it comes out with an answer. Can you explain that one? What's the difference between this and Google? Okay, here's another link that Maria pasted here. Go Animate link, goanimate.com. And this one's about computer problems. And it's loading. And I'll go get the other one. Maria, do you have any comments about these? This one, it looks like you have to play on your own computer. So this looks kind of familiar. I think I got mail for this one. I'll paste the last link. Maria, would you like to comment? Yes, if anybody knows anything about Go Animate, please tell us more about it, if anybody's used it, or how it's used. These links were put here by Maria.
Yes, Go Animate is a place where teachers and students can create cartoons, comic strips. And one of my students once used it and created, gave real life to you know, the characters and recorded a video with Go Animate. And it was just such a funny story. I'll see if I can grab the link for you to watch it, what he has done with the Go Animate site. Yes, it's really easy to use and fun, and it gives students an extra chance to work on their English skills as well as digital skills, right? So it's really a nice tool for the classroom. I'll see if I can grab the link to his production, because it's really, the story is really funny.
I need to go now and finish something in the kitchen and prepare for our graduation party at Bolton. Bye, everybody, and congratulations on all the work that has been done in these 4-5 weeks at EVO. Hugs from Croatia. Bye-bye.
Oh, Susan from Argentina, your mic is on. Can certainly hear it in the background.
Okay. I'd just like to say thank you to everybody. It's been a really amazing 5 weeks. I'm trying to put my webcam on, but not winning. Let's see. Ah, there we are. Yes, hello. Just to say thank you to everybody. It's been a wonderful 5 weeks. And I really agree that Evo is addictive. And I know that we in Drama Evo are always searching for new ways to transmit our ideas of particularly process drama. And we're looking forward to next year to designing a new Evo drama, and hope that we'll have as many participants as we did this year, bringing creativity to English language teaching. That is our aim. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for the support. And thanks to Vance for holding this mega session today. I wish more Evo Drama people had been here, but seems like they couldn't log in. Okay, thanks everybody. Bye from Argentina. Bye.
Bye-bye, Susan. Thanks for joining us. And of course, anybody can always get the recording. And the only problem with that is I'm just going to flip off Susan's microphone there. He has a lot of noise in the background, but flip it on anytime you want to talk to him. It's back again. Okay. Yes, I was just going to say the sessions are all recorded. So I think Susan's running a vacuum cleaner there in the back. Well, I just put into the web tour Alan Levine's 50 plus ways to tell a digital story, and I think this is a really nice site. It's one of the archetypical sites about digital storytelling, and he keeps augmenting it. I'm not sure where he's up to now, but anyway, the link is also in the text chat. And if you're a moderator, you want to be careful about closing those. Oh, no. I guess you didn't close it. I'm not sure. Anyway. Windows are just flying all over my screen because of, I'm dragging and dropping modules from the Illuminate session here. Okay, well, another hand is up. Patricia's hand is up. Mary's hand is up. I'm not sure who wants to talk. Anybody can talk. I'm going to switch my microphone off, and there are two available here. Grab it.
Hello, everybody. This is Sandra Rogers. I was up late for a Mardi Gras ball here in Mobile, Alabama, but I just wanted to say hello and thank you very much for your participation this year. So all the volunteer moderators and mentors and all the hard work of the other coordinators. I think we had a very successful year.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for dropping by. If you can put your webcam on, then we'll add it to our collage, our video collage. You're more than welcome to do that. It's just a matter of flipping on the webcam. We'll grab the picture and you can turn it off again. So as you can see, we have a nice collage, eh? So how did your EVO go?
Well, remember, this year I didn't have my own sessions. I've just been coordinating and mentoring. So I helped mentor the mentoring group, which was interesting. I was a mentor for the mentor group, but I learned lots of things from them. And I put in their website. I was wondering, I was talking about how great the mentoring session was. I was wondering if anybody is here from that, where you can raise your hands. Maybe I'll share the link now. But I also mentored the Personal Learning Networks group, and anybody else that needed help during this past 5 weeks.
Well, I'll vouch for that. You certainly did. Yeah, please put the link in, and we'll share it in the web tour. And you answered my question exactly. How did your EVO go? That's and however you participated, moderated, mentored, whatever you did. And I believe Lane has just turned up. Lane, would you like to hit us with a webcam cameo, and would you like to say something to us? We certainly hope you will. Over to you. We've got two mics open, only I've got one on. That means one is available, so everyone's microphone button should be ready to click on. So go ahead, Lane. How are you doing? Might be unfair. She probably just woke up. She hasn't found her mic, let alone, you know. Anyway, we'll give you a moment. I think we'll be here for another few minutes. Anybody else would like to say something about their session? Welcome back to Maisie. I'm not sure how long you were gone. And let's see, who else's mic is on? That's Nita. Did you want to say something more to us, Nita? We can hear you. I just dug the mentoring skills URL out, and I'm putting it into the text chat so that you can actually click on it. There was no space between the colon and the HTTP. That was the problem. Of all people, Nellie. Nellie has turned up. Nellie is just fresh in from a successful Connecting Online 2012 conference. Were you with us here in EVO, Nellie, as well? I'm sure you were. And you want to tell us how you participated? Always glad to hear from you. And Lane is back, maybe with a microphone. Okay, we caught Sandra there. Wonderful. Let me see, I've got, yeah. And you can talk to us while you're there. We can't hear you at the moment.
Oh,
I'm not sure why that is. Oh, there we go. Now we.
No, I'm not yelling at you, but just fiddling with the video to try to get a snapshot. But Nellie can talk.
It's okay. We were reading your lips. It's all right.
Hello.
Good to see you. Okay, I'll turn my mic off. Oh, okay, well, two mics are available, so I'm always having trouble finding mine. But Nellie, Lane, there's Nellie. How are you doing, Nellie? Big smile. Okay, I guess it was a big smile. I got oh, that's good. Okay, well, we snapped a picture. That was a nice smile. Okay, so we're trying to move these around on the whiteboard.
Can you hear my voice?
Go ahead, Nellie.
Oh, you can finally hear it. I don't know. I find Illuminate. I used to teach Illuminate, teach teachers how to use Illuminate. I find it so confusing afterwards. I was like, you know, what do I do? And I couldn't see myself smiling. I mean, it's so slow, you know, by the time, you know, it's like frame by frame smile. Anyways, Evo rocks. And I don't have words. Every year, you know, whatever I do, whatever I'm part of on Evo, it is always so exciting. It just makes me so happy that I'm a teacher. You know, it just makes everything that I do in the face-to-face classes with my high school kids and my college students, it just makes everything so much more meaningful. It's great working with teachers. Carla, I know you feel the same way. I can't wait to meet you, Carla, this time. We're going to meet face-to-face, I guess, in Philadelphia. Working with teachers, especially English teachers, is just amazing, and I loved it. I loved it, and I love it, and I can't wait till next year, and I'm sorry it's over. Time just flies too fast. And I just lost. I'm on a Mac. I don't think Illuminate likes Macs. So sorry about that. I think I was cut off. But anyways, it's been amazing. Time flew. It just went too fast for me. I think that Evo should be longer than 6 weeks. Maybe have two courses, not just one. Yeah, maybe two courses would be nice. Twice a year. Yeah. What do you think?
Maybe just keep in touch with your network all year long and then regroup with them for the next EVO. And that's what I tend to do. That's what webheads tend to do. That's what you tend to do. I mean, we don't really ever lose touch with one another. And we welcome more and more people to the community. And, you probably know this already. I mean, but, you know, every node that you add to your network doubles the number of connections there, because any node can potentially get to another node. I think Lane must not be wearing a headset. What that means is that you have to switch your mic off when you're not talking. But go ahead and talk to us now. Switch it back on. We want to hear from you.
My headset seems to be giving me bad messages, so I'm working without one. I apologize. Can you hear me?
You're fine.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm a big headset believer, but something happened today. I just wanted to say that I was behind the scenes with Nellie and Ludmila's session on Moodle for Teachers, and it was brilliant. They just finished their session. That's why we were so late coming in here. But there were wonderful presentations today, and even when the participants were not present, they were able to present because it was all done in Google Docs with slide presentations. And so Nellie and Ludmila were able to present everyone's projects, and they're there for everyone to see in the Google Docs. So it's just brilliant the way they did an interface of Moodle, which was the main thrust of the whole session, and then the Google Docs. And I just wanted to share that with everyone. It worked out really well.
That's it.
You really want to share, you've got to put a link in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll work without a, yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you're not using a headset, it's okay. We just have two mics on at a time, so there won't be an echo if you just switch off the mic when you're not talking, as Lane has done. She's got good headset etiquette. Okay, let's see, who just joined us? Letizia, I believe. Hi, Letizia, would you like to say anything about your session? And by the way, I have to tell you, we must all be out of here in about 15 minutes. We can't go beyond that because there's another session scheduled in this room, and we need to clear the microphone. We need to clear the recording for them. So we'll be winding down shortly. Anyway, anybody? Letizia? I was making my fingers work, trying to bring up that link that Nellie just gave us. Moodle for Teachers. Let's see what it's got. Oh, there's some presentations. Okay, so we'll explore that at our leisure. But anyway, there's the link to it. So that's the kind of thing that we really like to share with one another. If you have any links like that that you'd like to put into the chat, you can get them in on the recording. Monita wants to know if there are any psychologists here or only her. Why did you ask us that? Teamwork is not easy. Nelly, okay. Tell us in the voice chat.
Well, I wanted to know because I want to share experience and knowledge with somebody else around the world.
That's what we're doing. And we are all learning from one another. And Carla just explained that Simonita is a psychologist. Okay, great. Well, so we learn across disciplines. That's really great. We need psychologists in language teaching for sure. And we need to know what we're doing here. The darker side. Yeah, so Simonita, as you're a psychologist, how is it that you, which session did you attend and how did you contribute and learn from it? And Graham Stanley has just joined us. We might say hi to Graham as well. Are you, Graham, just pick up a mic. There are two mics available. And if you want to hit us with a webcam, we'll add you to the collage on the whiteboard. Don't be shy, Graham. It couldn't be shyness. There you go. Go ahead, Graham. How are you?
Hello, Vance. Hello, everybody. It's sorry I'm late. I'm not sure what to say because I've just come in and I feel like I've walked into a busy room and been asked to speak. But great to be here anyway.
Yes, gamification would be a good prompt.
Yes, okay, yeah, no, of course. No, we're very happy, I think, speaking on behalf of Paul and myself for our session. We're really pleased with how it went. We had 304 people join us, although not everybody was active. And we had some fabulous special guests during the 5 weeks and some great... discussions and lots of people sharing links of games to use in classroom. Seems to have got an enthusiastic response from lots of people as well, with a number of different people who we've not seen before writing blog posts about using games in the classroom and stuff. So very, very happy with the way it's gone. Another successful EVO session for me.
Can you give us any links to salient blog posts or to anything you'd like to share with us? And we'll put it in the web tour. And as I said, just hit us with your webcam, and we'll just we'll collage it onto the whiteboard.
Sure. Well, I wrote a post on the Digital Play blog. So if you want to go to that, which I'm putting into the chat room now, yesterday, which kind of gathered to get a number of different blog posts that people had posted over the last few weeks, then you can pick up the other sort of participant blog posts from that, I think. The number of people also creating games, which I don't think I mentioned actually, but we had that a teacher at the last session we were at, Carolina, I think her name was, she was sharing her enthusiasm and she started creating games to use with the her students, which was fabulous. I need to get hold of that link again because it's not in this blog post. And as for webcams, let me see if I can transmit this. See if it works. Blue screen at the moment. Oh, there I am. Hello, everybody. Okay. And that's it, really. I mean, I think, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to check out the other sessions. I joined a couple of them. And but you know how it is with all, you have the good intentions of being far more active than you have time for, I think, with TESOL EVO. But I think one of the great things is just that they're there now when it finishes as well to check out afterwards. So that's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really, that's really neat if somebody made their own game. I was typically multitasking and being distracted, but did you mention the platform that the game was written in?
I didn't, but it was something that came up in one of the articles that we shared during our session. It's called Adventure Maker. And I have to admit, I've never tried it before. It was in the article, but I've never had a chance to try it. I'm just looking for the link now. I think it may be just be adventuremaker.com. But yes, it is adventuremaker.com. But apparently, it was a very easy way of making the games. And the results seem to be very interesting. It was a very simple game that she shared, but she's not in the currently. No, you're not in the no at the moment now. It seemed to be very effective. I think one of the other great things that came out of our sessions was the fact that you can create interactive fiction very easily, I think, with classes, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to. To experimenting with the idea of making interactive fiction with a group of students, because it's all about, you know, text and writing, and I think Joe Pareda, who's one of our guests about that, was talking about how the best way of doing that is to use software which is again open source and freely available, and it's called Inform 7, and you can use that as a platform for making your own interactive fiction games. So I'm looking forward to trying that out.
Sorry, I just have too few fingers to be you know, putting things in the text chat and all that. Okay, I hope I got the right one, Inform 7, because somehow it wasn't copy-pasting. Well, thanks, Graham. That's really, really cool. I think we got kind of a cameo of your session there and some very informative sites that we can all use. And it was really nice seeing you in Morocco, although I didn't actually see you in person. Well, anyway, it was nice seeing you tonight, for that matter. Let's see, Nellie is trying to tell us something. There's a workshop in Philadelphia. Does that have, would that be at the time of the TESOL convention, TESOL conference there, any chance? And would you be there? Will we be seeing each other?
Well, that's,
we can't go on a meeting like this.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's great, because yes, I'll be there. I'll be in two, one, actually, yeah, two
two presentations. One is going to be on culture and the ESL class, and the other one is a Moodle for Teachers that will be a workshop that will be I'll be giving with Ludmila Smirnova on, I believe it's March 30th. Is that Saturday or 31st? 31st. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to meeting you again, Vince, and going out. It's not going to be, you know, maybe as exciting as we were last year, but I think Philadelphia is also nice.
Yeah, I've never been to Philadelphia before, and I had never been to New Orleans either. But anyway, sure. Anybody else in this room will be in Philadelphia for the TESOL conference by any chance?
Great. That should be nice. To meet Carla and Lane, we'll get a chance to, maybe go out for coffee.
Well, we could start with coffee. Okay, I did mention that I'm sort of honor bound to clear the room within 5 minutes from now. So we can go for another 5 minutes, but I really need to. We need to make room for the next session, which is coming, which is becoming a webhead. They'd like to use this room, and they'd like to start with a clear recording. And the way the recordings work is we record. It's recorded at Illuminate. But the recording doesn't complete until everybody leaves the room. And if you begin a session and there's somebody still in the room, then the normal procedure is for the your session never gets actually recorded at Illuminate, and the next person will just clear all prior recorded material before starting their own session. So we would lose it. But we certainly, I think, have a great recording. It was really great that people stopped by. And I'm so glad that no one was that constrained by the time, because we, you know, time is just a different concept here on the internet. And you know, we definitely need to. One of the paradigm shifts is our shift in time, for sure. It's asynchronous is bordering on synchronous, and so we've sort of scheduled a session that should have ended about half an hour ago, but no problem. And as long as we're enjoying it, the only constraint we have is that there is someone else who needs to use the room. Other than that, we'd just go on forever. But would anybody else like to say anything? Because I'll just leave it. I'll leave the recording running. I'll leave the mic open. I'll leave everything available. We appreciate your last comments. We've got time for that. So if anybody'd like to make any last remarks, either in the text chat or in the audio, please feel free to take the microphone. And it says in session for 6 hours. I don't think so. I did clear the recording before I began, so you never know. There was somebody here when we got here, and I believe, it was Ashar Yusuf, who is not... he has not said anything during the session, so perhaps he had just been in the room and left himself there. But anyway, so that would be an example. He was in the room. If he had been from a previous session and that session never got recorded, then when I got in, I just erased all the recording that had gone before and started ours. Okay, well, I hope that wasn't the case. But anyway, I'm going to switch my mic off for the time being until I do the outro. And between now and then, your last comments are welcome. Okay, I'll just add to the recording that this is February 12th, 2012. I'm Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. We've been talking with, I'll just read the list here, Carla Arena, Anita Devi in India, Ashar Yusuf, who apparently joined us 6 hours ago, and Letizia. We didn't hear from you, Letizia. If you want to say something, it's not too late. Nellie Deutsch is still here. Francie is still here. Graham Stanley dropped in at the last minute. Jeff, how you doing? Jeff Cooper. Lane, so nice to hear from you. And Patricia, who made some contributions earlier. Simonita, the psychologist in the group. And Susan Berg, we've known for a long time. And Teresa Deja, who is... waiting for us to clear the room. And she's got to leave too. Okay, so thanks a lot, everybody. And I'll probably be stopping the recording in a few minutes unless someone grabs the mic and says goodbye. Hey, Simonita, your sound is not coming in clearly at all.
Yes, bye-bye. See you next year, I hope so.
Okay.
Bye.
Carla, you say, Carla, I had no problem. Somehow, your mic disappeared. I'm not sure how that happened. Carla, can you say goodbye now?
Yes, now I can. Well, I just wanted to thank all the moderators and mentors for this EVO session. Plus, of course, what makes it really special is the participants we get every single year. We've had this year a record number of participants, and it was a great experience. We hope to see everybody next year for more. If there are people here interested in becoming a moderator next time, just contact us and we'll be more than glad to help you to set up an online session or maybe to join some more experienced moderators. Thank you all. It has been a great experience. We had wonderful sessions, and I'm sure you can catch up, other sessions if you want. Just go to evosessions.pbworks.com, and then you'll have the place for each session, like the online space that people are aggregating what participants produced. So thank you. It was a big, big pleasure to be around with you. It was lots of hard work, but lots of fun as well. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and just to add to what Carla said, if you want to do a Learning Together session, please just pick a Sunday. I think from now until infinity, we are unbooked, but we always seem to have something every week. But anyway, there's the link, learningtogether.pbworks.com. We're online every Sunday at about this time, and always somebody presents. So I'm going to stop the recording, and thank you very much for participating, and I'm going to make Teresa happy and clear the room. So if you could do it voluntarily, we bid you fond adieu, and otherwise we'll just kind of right-click on your icon, and off you go. Okay. Thanks again. Bye-bye.